It has been a tense second week of deliberations and discussions at COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan, which at first turned to disappointment and discontentment, as on Thursday, a new negotiation text was dropped, excluding a figure for the new collective quantified goal on climate finance. At this time, it became clear that many of the impassioned pleas by those most affected fell on deaf ears. Many countries and groupings expressed the lack of seriousness by the main stakeholders and the glaring lack of concern on their part. Earlier in the week, Head of Delegation for St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Sustainable Development Minister Carlos James addressed the Leaders' Summit. Minister James chided leaders on their continued lack of action, which adds to the unnecessary suffering of millions of people in countries like St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
As our nation actively undertakes recovery efforts, COP29 is flagged as the finance COP, and this has an even greater personal and national significance to us. Amidst the colorful diplomatic language of some leaders on this platform, our climate negotiators are disgracefully being held in a metaphoric chokehold as a major historic and contemporary carbon emitters bob and weave their way out of the commitments to reduce carbon emissions and bail out on climate finance pledges. This is a selfish and unwarranted assault on the 65 million people living in SIDS.
Minister James said those involved must be guarded against compromise on the pressing issues and issued a clarion call for ambitious action as COP29 concludes.
In the final days of this conference, we must not compromise ourselves out of a viable future. Ambitious actions is not a want, but an imperative as we keep our heads above the rising tide to safeguard lives and livelihoods. There is still some lingering hope in humanity's call to action. Despite the challenges, it can and must be done.
Speaking at the open-ended Curalte session hosted by the COP president, Minister James said private sector financing for the resulting effects of climate change is simply not an option.
We welcome the efforts of the presidency in providing the platform for us to arrive at a workable consensus during this conference. This COP must provide solutions. We cannot afford to walk away from Baku without a consensus on our agenda items and set targets. On finance and the new collective quantified goal, after 3 years of continuous dialogue, there is still no clear quantum allocation. I ask Mr. President, how can we make headway if we do not know what is being committed? For the Caribbean, we will not endorse a goal that puts the burden on our countries to pay the cost.
James reiterated the fact that even though the smaller countries are the least of the contributors to climate change, they remain the most affected.
For the Caribbean, we have struggled with access to finance despite our best efforts at building readiness. In the context of SIDS, we are the least contributors to carbon emissions, but yet find it so difficult to access climate finance. The only way forward is to ensure that the goal specifically provides for the minimum allocation flow for SIDS and for LDCs within the section on goal formulation. Secondly, that we address access enhancements, including specifically for grants and highly concessional financing, especially for adaptation, loss and damage for SIDS and LDCs. Finally, that there is accountability for what is being delivered to SIDS and LDCs and how it is being delivered.
There was mass disappointment and discontent on Thursday as a new collective quantified goal NCQG on climate finance draft proposal was made public. Immediately, it triggered responses, including from the Vincentian delegation. As we hear from Vincentian economist and finance focal point Shafiq Sam, there are concerns about double counting, using a single pot method, and clearer financing for loss and damage and adaptation.
In case of the new quantified goals, there are a couple issues regarding a clear carve-out for SIDS regarding financing and having financing being congruent with the Paris Agreement, whereby it goes from developed to developing. Additionally, ensuring that there's not a double counting of financing and basically developmental funding. So you don't want to have the double counting where SIDS are all putting the money inside one pot. And so the issue at the end, CQG, is how do we have clear financing that is for loss and damage, that is for adaptation, that is at a rate that is sufficient for our survival, as opposed to the concessions that they want, which would be insufficient and a bit murky. All that is within the context of even though SIDS are seeking the climate financing, we are not the largest beneficiaries of it.
Vincentian delegate, economist and finance focal point, Shafiq Sam. Amid a conference which has been dominated by divisions over money, at 3 p.m. Baku time on Friday, 22nd November, a new climate finance text was dropped, which finally shared a suggested figure for the climate finance goal. The draft proposes that developed nations pay $250 billion per year by 2035 in climate finance. It is the first time a concrete number has been formally proposed at COP29. The draft also sets a broader goal to raise $1.3 trillion by 2035, which would include funding from all public and private sources. The nearly 200 nations at COP29 had struggled to agree on a new goal that boosted assistance for developing nations to cut emissions and adapt to climate change. Later in the day on Friday, the Alliance of Small Island States, AOSIS, met and reacted, and there was consensus that the NCQG text was not acceptable. They view the goal structure as only an investment goal, and the quantum was poor, as it has not moved from the US $100 billion mark, cap, not floor. Also, there were no SIDs and no LDCs minimum allocations, and a lack of clarity as it relates to loss and damage financing, as it was not included in the scope of the goal. Among the other concerns for AOSIS was a lack of transparency attributes and no transparency arrangements regarding annual reports and access through the Standing Committee on Finance, SCF, standalone. The group also cited poor review and adjustment processes as important areas which require addressing. This has been a COP29 report brought to you by Climate Tracker Caribbean. I am Corvin Harry.